brave hearts.
Stand up, let me know that you understand. Is there a heart in the house? You got to have love. Got to have love in your heart.
Yeah. My beginnings was intense. Who'd have thought I'd go legit?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We coming blacker than Black Panther 2. Nobody this thorough, that's the truth. Never go against the family, that's something you don't do. Don't get Eddie Kane, try to sing your way back in the group, nah. Stars in the ceiling, got sun in the building, rep that 718. It's hard to depart from that feeling, careful selling weight. The DA be watching who dealing, get yourself straight before they find that paraphernalia. For those who claim 100 million on taxes, beautiful actresses, street dudes who turn activists, who used to move packages. No nine, still here to remove the wall that I'll back against. Legitimize all your hustles before the gavel hit.
It takes more than love.
It takes waking up early to face the moment, debating should I save it or blow it. I mean, it's only some paper. None of my neighbors too nosy. The Joneses owning some acres to be the greatest. It's lonely, but it chose me. I take it, whatever the case may be. I'm out of space, OD. NASA without the A at the end. Take off on three. What's the cost of a CD? With 1,500 places, one sale. What's that? The 1,500 P's on one scale.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, I'm 800 Shogun, I'm in the way, let me get out the way, that's all I gotta say, because the Sucio Boys, okay, are back in the building, episode 73, in the motherfucking plan, y'all already understand what we doing out here, okay? I'm in the way. Like I said, I will get out the way. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, let me introduce you to a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in his Sunday's best, always saying all that shit with his whole motherfucking chest. The man, the myth, the legend. It's that dude, okay? Mr. Sloan Kettering. Cuzzo, what are we doing today?
Drugs.
Most likely,
drugs. and of the highest quality, you know. Through my Dr. Dapper instruments, and as I spit Luke Belair champagne at people. Yeah, just enjoying life. Sometimes people pay for things that I get given to me. Shout out to marijuana. I smoke it and they paying me for it. Shout out to all the undesirable people out there. If don't nobody love you, I love you. It's the big homie Sloan Kettering, Sky Daddy's favorite, aka Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hemmers.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the Petasaurus. The Great Value, Zach Fox, the High Chief Petty Maivia, you know, Trody Rhodes, Trollman Reigns, Dean Trelinko. My favorite, as long as I got a Dr. Dapper product, Latrell Smoke Well, because the smoke be choking me. Mr. L1, R1, XO, and I'm up out that jam. If you played Madden with Vic on the cover, then my people, you already understand.
Touchdown!
And unlike the Dallas Cowboys, a nigga is always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Listen, bruv, all I need y'all to understand is that me and my cousin are about to go hammer time because we are on gang shit. Gang. I need you to understand what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, let's go.
Am I the leadest?
Sure, yeah.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure, yeah.
snowfo low down around this time.
Sure enough.
I can't hear you. Shogun.
You already know what time it is. Let's go. Ahun, number one Shogun in the building. Number one rule in the universe is always protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I'm coming through with the guillotine, cutting that shit clean. Don't fucking play with me. One Punch Man with the... Listen, One Punch Man, you dig what I'm saying? Next is Yucatan Liquor Stand. If you were outside for the 99-2000s, you already understand. Sorry, not sorry. Always apologizing. Listen, I bagged your auntie on accident. You dig what I'm saying? She might have got put in the torture rack because she wanted to get her back cracked because she told me that I look like a whole snack. Listen.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Like I said, Pele with the AK, let that whole thing spray. Listen, I'm just pop locking and dropping. Master Bruce with the Bubble Goose. I don't give a fuck. Listen, at the end of the day, I will nunchuck all of you hoes into oblivion. That's it. That's all. There's nothing else to say. I just need y'all to know what time it is. We are on gang time. It's Wu-Tang out here. Okay, listen. It's me and my cuzzo. I don't even have rhymes for this. All I just need you to know is that anytime, if the gunshots go off, we are outside. You dig what I'm saying? All right, cuzzo, let's really get into it. We outside. We got a whole bunch of haberdashery and hemoglobin to get into. So, if we may, we might be able to. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, I can tell you that I haven't even gone through all of the soliloquies of my intros, but my cuzzo just so happens to be departed for a moment. But what's happening?
Nothing. I ran to get a drink.
I know you did. I cut it short. Listen, bruv. I don't need to do all... I really don't. I don't need to do all that haberdashery and the hemoglobins. Ah!
Oh, that shot of tequila. Well, oh, right. Oh, I forgot all my drugs.
The question is, was it Terramana?
But of course. But of course. Mm-hmm. It always is Terramana time in my household.
Love to see it.
So, sir, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantabulous. Got to hang out with the kiddos. Got to just enjoy their time. But more than anything, I was most... I was just really enthusiastic about just trying to be able to do podcast shit. So that is all that I've been focused on. But more than anything, I just am happy to see my cuzzo. I'm happy to see my peoples. Listen, all I want to do is just make sure that all my peoples are good. That is all I did all this weekend. That's it.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time. How was your weekend?
My weekend was full of drugs. Mm. Out of Dr. Dabber products. My wife is hilarious, man. Of course, in the midst of me doing the marijuana, I got the munchies, and I wanted something sweet. And of course, we live across the street from a Krispy Kreme, so I checked to see if the light was on, and it was. I screenshot it, sent it to my wife. Mind you, I'm getting high in my shed, which is in the back of the yard, back of the house. And I see a ring. I see a ring alert go off. And I look, it's my wife. And she done ran out the house to go to to go to Krispy Kreme. But the funny part was, she turned around. She got like down two steps, turned around and ran to the ring camera. Was like, hey, fool, put your shoes on. Let's go. That was the funniest part of my weekend, man. But like, besides that, I really ain't doing nothing. Like, eat, you know, watch some good football, you know.
Just man, listen. Football weekend was on. Hey, Mike, I will say that there was football plenty. We got footy. Right. So we got the soccer. Killmonger was playing today. You know what I'm saying?
Goals.
I seen you tweet it. Killmonger was playing today. Okay. Five goals. Don't five play goals. With him.
Five goals.
Don't play with him.
If y'all don't know who I'm talking about Kylian Mbappe, who plays for PSG, who also plays for the French national team. This man in his last two games have scored nine goals by himself.
Don't play with him. Do not.
This man had four goals in the greatest soccer match ever. Four. And guess how many goals the team scored? Three. And he had four. Yes, for those who can't add, it was a 3-3. It was a 3-3 tie, and he scored the only fucking goal they had in the shootout as well. Yeah, I like this nigga.
Yeah, Killmonger, let's go. Listen,
Mbappe, yeah, and when the motherfuckers come here for the World Cup, just know, whatever you see me at, it's not going to have shit to do with U.S. national soccer. It's going to be, I'm going to get me a Mbappe jersey, and I'm going to have old boy from campaign write on it and say, I'm only here for this dude. That's the only person I'm here for. I ain't here for nobody else. I don't care. I don't even understand soccer. I've seen 200 minutes of soccer, and all 200 minutes happen to be of Kylian Mbappe.
Listen, I got your Mbappe jersey. Just so you know, it's going to go like super stupid hard in the paint.
Telling you, as long as it can match some Jordans I got, I'm cool.
All it needs to be is blue and red. That's it.
Yeah, I got some.
Yeah, I got you. Listen. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we got family in the building. It's Ahun the Shogun with Mr. Sloan Kettering. Okay, you dig what I'm saying? Pezzo, how should we start this off?
I'm drinking tequila and Sprite on a private flight.
All right. I like it. Okay. So.
Or whatever Lil Wayne said. This is how we should kick it off. Since we're talking about private flights, most of the time you got to take a plane to these destinations for vacation. And this might be a passport heavy show. But anyway. You go out of town, Let me back this up a little bit more. Of course, I've been spending a lot of time with my old lady, and our favorite thing to do now is to watch 90 Day Fiancé, which is probably the Oedipus of a lot of the topics today. Because well, topic number one, go ahead and hit the gavel for me, sir.
Gotcha. Hit the gavel.
So, topic number one, I want to know, what do you do when you get the vacation jump off pregnant? Now, when I mean the vacation jump off, it could be the person you brought with you to the vacation or the person you met on the vacation.
Yo,
what do you do when you smoke they boots? And now you got a replica coming.
If I have a replica and I just smoke some boots, I'm gonna have a conversation with the jump off. And we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna try and figure out whether or not the jump off is ready to have a baby. But if she is, okay. Listen, I put all the nuts inside your body. If you hold on to them, that's not on me. All I'm saying is, hold that, take that, take that, take that, bad boy, take that. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah.
not P. Diddy.
Yo, that nigga really be peeing on people too. I heard about him.
Hey look. If I had the cash and could pee on the bitch and get away with it.
Golden showers and all that. I heard about him.
R. Kelly is sitting in jail right now. What the fuck? These bitches like to be peed on willingly. But like, I've been on vacations out the country, and yes, in my former life, I've met somebody there and we hit it off and did, you know. You know, you do what you do sometimes when you're out the country and living life. It was consensual and it was protected, of course. But if she would have got pregnant and would have hit me up, all she would have got was a dial tone. Because it was doo-doo-doo. The number you're trying to call can no longer be reached. Hey, Shorty, that's your baby. Y'all have fun. y'all have a great time. That baby below to you. Oh, shit. Ninja Vanish, bitch. You ain't gonna find me.
Ninja Vanish.
Oh, shit. I was watching 90 Day Fiancé, and this dude lived in Jamaica or some pretty ass black country, and he got this white girl pregnant when she came over there, and she was like, I want us to be a family, and he's trying to work it out. I'm like, nigga, you live in Jamaica on a resort. How many of these, nigga, you live in real 51st dates. How many of these hoes you smashing every time they come?
Listen, Ninja Vanish. Like
three or four of them chicks. I'm not telling you my real name. The name on my name tag say Jorge, but my name is really Desmond. Like, come on now. You'll never know. Ninja Vanish, bitch. I'm out. The next time you'll figure it out is when you bring the baby to Jamaica to find me. You would knock on my door at the resort and be like, Jorge, this is your baby. Bitch, my name Desmond. And that baby ain't mine.
I don't even know him.
I don't even know that child.
Boy, he might.
Like Shorty was mad. She was like, I flew all this way with his son and he didn't give me a hug or a greet me or anything. I was like, y'all ain't together, Shorty. You just a chick, he got pregnant and he obligated to be there for the baby. I was like, I'm looking at her like, he ain't got to be there for you. She's like, I thought you wanted to come to America. I was like, first of all, bitch, everybody don't want to come over here. Especially when you living on a 5-star resort in Jamaica. Oh no, nigga, the last place I'm trying to come is America because y'all come over here all the time. Miss Cindy Lewis, I done had 8 of y'all this week. You thought while I was just being nice to you, I wasn't fucking 425, and then I wasn't fucking old girl in bungalow 8, and then I wasn't fucking the lonely bitches from the wedding reception that was in that's in group hall A. You didn't think I was at least banging one of them? Bitch, I'm on it. Bye. No, you take that baby and yourself back to America. Don't come back over here. Oh, you gonna get you can't make me take care of it, especially if I'm over here.
Man, listen.
Better have a good night.
Listen.
Oh, and bring this up. Fuck that shit. Since it's only two of us, we can bounce through stuff. I'm gonna add something else. Nigga, they need to bring back wife swap. ABC had wife swap. They need to bring that shit back.
Man, bruv.
Wife swap is amazing. It's amazing. Nigga, I want to be on wife swap. They're going to be like, what do y'all got to swap? We ain't got no kids in the house. It's just me and the dog. You got an easy swap with me, my nigga.
Super easy. Super easy.
And you get to stay in New Orleans in your own room for 2 weeks? Bitch, don't come downstairs. Go elsewhere. But I swear, Wife Swap, man, that is one of the best shows on TV. They be arguing. And then they get like, say the new wife and the husband get to arguing, but the new wife, husband, and dude wife get along. Now they at the table, they at the reconvene table arguing. First of all, ain't no way in hell if you was talking crazy to my wife and she told me, and we sitting at the reconvene table and you say something out of pocket, I'm gonna reach across that table and beat your ass, my nigga. You finna get clapped the fuck up. You finna catch all these hands rated 2 to 92. Anybody can get it. These hands is bisexual. I'll whoop a nigga or a bitch.
Let's go. Listen, cuzzo. Listen. Somebody will get. Do you hear the claps?
What? But also, I gotta think, what if you on wife swap and them niggas hit it off and that nigga end up cracking your wife?
Well, first off, she ain't shit. Number one. Number two, I will crack your wife.
You gotta think like this, like you took my wife out of my household for 2 weeks. And then you put another woman in my household for 2 weeks, and she's going to assume my wifely duties, and you're going to have to come up off some of that fart knocker. Because technically, it ain't cheating. You my wife. You're going to have to come off some of that cooter box.
Listen, ma'am, I just need to excavate your back. Just a wee bit.
Right. Like, we ain't even sleeping together. You got your own room. You can go back to your room. But I'm from around the way. I'm going to leave here with something.
I'm leaving here with something. I'm leaving here with some.
What if you had one of them lame ass families in their relationships and they were like, oh, sex is on Monday and Wednesday. And she was like, wait, what? He was like, no. Monday and Wednesday.
I'm leaving here with something.
Me and my wife have sex on Monday and Wednesday. I'm not missing my appointment. Now I'm leaving here with something.
I'm leaving here with something.
That's too much, big dog.
No, but here's the wild thing. Is that, like, a lot of people just really don't understand or pay attention to what's happening, right? In regards to just life.
Mm-hmm.
So what will transpire is that a lot of folks will just have issues or not, like, just lo and behold, pay attention to only, like, what's going on. So when people actually have these conversations, or they actually have when people have these conversations or they actually are, you know, just trying to push along, then folks are not paying attention, or they're not actually, like, living in regards to how they, oh fuck, how do I even put this, bruv? Because it's so convoluted, and I'm really not trying to be a dickhead here.
No, just be a dickhead, bro. It's just me and you. Ain't nobody else listening. It's just us two.
All right. So, there's a lot of people that will just openly just do shit, right? But what ends up happening is that the people that openly do shit, really ain't about shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not about shit. Because really what it boils down to is that you personally have been trying your best, and you are just openly just fucking moving around open space. But if I tell you about it, then you're whole goofy. Because what the fuck are we talking about? You are a whole goofy, and you're a whole ass person as an adult, and you are stupid in public, because most people are trying to look at some reference point or look at something that they don't. They're trying to hold themselves in a space that allows them to not look like a degenerate. But unfortunately, most people are fucking degenerates.
Degeneration X.
You dig what I'm saying? Bum, bum, out. Bum, 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 out. Listen, y'all are degenerates. Y'all are stupid. You try to... listen, all I'm going to say is, if I really needed to, I could play you in dumbfoundedness. So play with me if you want to. I'll put your whole family on fucking blast.
That sounds like a...
Yeah, it's like, direct.
Like a real threat.
It is direct. It's a whole ass threat. Don't fucking play with me, because I will put you, your family, and your whole little fucking gathering all under the sun. Now,
under the sun, motherfucker.
If I had to, I would put you all the wee under the wagon wheel. You dig what I'm saying? Anyways, we got more progressions and transgressions. You dig what I'm saying? Anyways, now we all know that stupid is as stupid does, but me and Sloan Kettering is outside, okay? You dig what I'm saying?
Oh God. 21.
Cuzzo.
You look drunk as shit.
Sir, I'm fried.
You look it.
Well, it's only because Dr. Dabber, you know.
Look, I'm tired of you not FaceTiming me so we can do drugs together as a family. Because you, my friend, look baked.
Yeah, they're fried. Fried.
What did you use?
Listen, okay, so all I'm going to say is Dr. Dabber mixed with what the fuck is it? Gorilla something. Gorilla glue? Cause
did you use what I sent you?
Yes.
that was strawberry banana.
All right. So thank you, Cuzzo.
Yeah.
Cause I got amazing. Listen, do you see my face?
Did you see my face? That's gonna be the name of the episode. Fried guys. Do you see my face? Fried guys. Two high cousins.
All right. So what else do we got on the table? Oh my God. My face. All right, y'all. I apologize in advance. I'm just laughing super hard, and my cousin is hilarious.
But, speaking of pregnancies, can you hit that gavel for me again, sir?
Oh, I got you, bro. I got you. Are we talking about treason and Blueface? Because I feel like we might.
Yeah, pregnancies and all of that. Our favorite couple is pregnant. Mm. Krishan Rock and Face of Blue. They are expecting a child. And I don't know how to take that. I've seen quite a few recent interviews with the Face of Blue and the Rock of Christ Sean. and I'm honestly distraught on both sides of that relationship. They both need help. First of all, here's what I get tired of prefacing. Anytime I say anything about that young woman going crazy and fighting in the street or tearing up people's shit or trying to fight the nigga she with, if I say she needs help, everybody says, well, he's making her do it. He's gaslighting her and she's doing it because of him. And I'm just like, that is a grown woman. She's making that choice to do those things.
Also,
that man ain't walking up to her and is like, hey, bitch, you better do this or else. She's doing this willingly. And everybody's like, oh, he's mentally abused her into doing this and doing that. And I'm just like, dog, no, he ain't mentally abused her. That woman is free to leave anytime she wants. She didn't even say it to his face on several interviews. I'm never leaving you. At some point, we got to go check on him. Because he's clearly doing everything he can to get rid of this bitch. I'm cheating on you. I'm beating on you. No,
but not even that, bruv. It's literally not even that because he's getting his ass whooped.
And I was getting to that. I understand that y'all getting a bag, but at some point, I seen this man get his head cracked open with a cup or a glass. And here's where I have a problem with that. I'm like, if that was a man that hit a woman, production would have stopped that show. It wouldn't have got as far as it got to where she's nursing his wound that she didn't put in his head. Or they going on shows and this nigga, like, they going on podcasts. They was on the No Jumper podcast. And she wowed out and she had to be removed from the set. And upon her removal, she kicked the TV that was as big as my whole fucking house. Damn near kicked it off the wall. And these people was gracious enough to her to allow her to come back after she calmed down. I don't understand how y'all coddling this woman. Then I see she announced that she's pregnant.
And then got into a fight. Like, in the street. What the fuck are we doing? Like, bro, I'm just so tired.
And not to mention, she's still drinking. Like, you drinking and you get on the show, you say you're emotional because you pregnant or it could be your period. One of the two. And I'm like, well, go pee on a stick. Then I found out today, this was the funniest shit in the world. It said she peed on 3 different tests, sticks, and they all came back positive. Why she thinks she was having 3 different babies?
Bruv, what?
Yeah, exactly. She said, I really wish I was having 3 babies so I could replace the 3 I killed. Because she had 3 abortions. Blueface told her to have 3 abortions. I don't... It's a lot of... It's crazy that when men see it going on, we blame her. When women see it going on, they blame him. When really it's just both of them. Just fucked up individuals.
Yeah, both of them sound stupid.
And it's not that, it's not that. It's like her training was fucked up from the beginning. Like her family is fucked up. Like in that episode where he got into it with her daddy and her brother and the rest of her family, he was like, so you the one that told her it's okay to put her hands on a man and expect nothing of it. And her daddy was like, yeah. And then her sisters was like, no matter what she do, she in the right. No, she not. Because y'all got this fucked up. This is kind of like that, you know, when you work in retail and they say the customer is always right. No, the fuck they not. Sometimes the customer is fucking wrong.
Let's go.
Sometimes the customer is fucking wrong. And let me preface this now. I don't agree with beating a bitch up. I'm not cool. You hitting a woman, you beating up a woman because you feel like it out of anger, that's some pussy shit. You walk in your house at 9:30 in the morning on a Tuesday morning and beat your wife because the breakfast ain't the way you want it. You's a bitch ass nigga. But if she fire on you, you have every right to protect yourself. You have every right to defend yourself. Now, if you clap her up and she laying on the floor, hey, make sure she all right. Pack your shit and leave because y'all done after that. I don't understand. Like, nigga, if I gotta hit you to keep you, I don't want you. I'm too big and strong for you to, for me to even be hitting on anybody. That's why I keep my hands to myself. I'm more afraid of what's going to happen if I don't keep my hands to myself.
Listen, because we can sit here and have this combo, but it's a whole bunch of feelings that'll get hurt, because if I really openly told the truth in regards to what is happening, right? Listen, I've dealt with two white women that wholeheartedly put their hands on me. Ma'am, I have never, never done anything to you to make you not like just deal with self. But for some reason, when you wholeheartedly put your hands somewhere and I defended myself, number one of them was my ex-wife, and I was holding my whole child. So what the fuck are we doing? Now you want me to give you congratulations for dealing with your children, but you want me to give you a pat on the back because you have to deal with your children. Yeah, that's cool and good for you. But really, at the end of the day, what we're talking about is just the whole fact that you swung on me, bitch. What are we doing? Listen, I can tell the truth and it still makes you look bad. So really, what the fuck are we talking about?
It's never going to be a situation where we look good, especially if we have to put our hands on a woman. You could have did it another way. No, she needed these hands.
Bitch, I was holding a 2-year-old, 2-month-old toddler. So please help me understand what the fuck you needed to swing on me for.
Look, bro, we ain't never in the right, no matter what we do.
You're right. You're right, Cuzzo.
That's why I just be chilling.
Well, listen, what the fuck? You know what? We gonna keep it pushing because, we got many more plenty. You dig?
Many more plenty.
Yeah, you like that.
And this episode has been brought to you by the Fry Bastards.
Yeah. Many a more plenty. Okay. Listen.
This is twice baked the episode.
This is the half baked.
No, we're not half. We're twice baked.
Totally baked. Totally baked episode. All right. I feel like I may or may not have a topic, but
okay, go ahead.
I might pop lock and drop it. You dig what I'm saying? Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, I have a question for y'all. What do you do when they try to play with you?
I feel like this is an ISO moment, and I might have to let Fried Guy number one.
No, Cuzzo. What do you do when they try to play with you?
Most likely, they play with these hands.
Hmm. Elaborate.
Most likely, when people play with me, I beat their ass.
Okay.
I live by the creed that has just been popularized by the rest of the world. It is called fuck around and find out.
Let's go.
I've lived my entire life by fuck around and find out.
Know what time it is?
You can fuck around and find out.
Well,
on any level of quest that you may be on with me, fuck around and find out.
Well, listen, Cuzzo, if they try to play with you, are there any moments to where you might at least try to give them time, like you give them a reference point,
I know what you're talking about. I'm an old school nigga. I believe I have two creeds in my life. I don't fuck with you if you got your mama with you. Actually, it's not your mama, it's your grandma. If you got your grandma with you, you cool. I ain't gonna never pull no shit on you. Because that's just the street code I came from. If you got your mama or your kids with you, you Gucci. And if it's a Sunday, you Gucci. Ain't no violence on the Lord's Day. That's what I was raised in the gangs I grew up on. But like, if you got your, that's the only way I'm not going to float. I'm not going on. If you got your kids, your mama, if you got your kids, your grandmama, and it's a Sunday, you Gucci. But outside of that, it sticks up when I see you. But like, you gotta, I guess I'm an old school nigga and these young kids don't live by that, but I also don't beef with young kids. I don't even beef with nobody to begin with, except for these internet wrestling niggas.
Yo, like, we can go fucking 10 to 12 on these internet wrestling niggas because I'm so tired.
Like, these internet wrestling kids really think, like, dog, you talking about, like, some of these kids would be talking about a whole era of wrestling that they never seen. I'm like, you just turned 20. You're talking about wrestling that was 25 years ago. Nigga, I'm 38 years old. I was there. I watched the shit. You're telling me shit that I watched every day. I mean, that I used to watch every Monday, get to school on Tuesday, talk to my friends about it all weekend until Thursday, when Thursday night, first of all, you niggas don't remember when SmackDown came on Thursday.
Y'all wasn't outside.
I don't even want to talk to you kids. Yeah, I don't remember fucking WCW Thunder. I don't like, I'm a hood nigga that watched wrestling because we had a legal cable. We could watch wrestling for free.
Let these niggas know, cuz.
Like, a lot of these kids on the internet that talk that shit don't understand that wrestling, especially Black wrestling Twitter, is a very small community. You're going to run into me.
Also, on the simple fact of you can sit there and talk about wrestling and pay attention to it because most people pay attention to the whites. But if you're not paying attention to Black wrestlers and then you just so happen to jump into a space with Black wrestling fans, guess what's going to happen? We are going to tell you about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Wholeheartedly. So play with us if you want to.
I also think like they don't expect us to be as knowledgeable in these fields. Like a lot of them don't think we are knowledgeable in wrestling, just like some people give you shit about being knowledgeable in footy, not knowing that you are a semi-pro footy player that played in Europe. So you know what the fuck you're talking about. I think sometimes because of our color and that what we like is not mainstream, that people automatically assume that we're not well-versed or well-knowledgeable in these areas. And I'm like, no, nigga. I can easily whoop your ass and then explain to you how I did not like The Rock versus goddamn Stone Cold for the Intercontinental Championship. But, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's where it boils down to is the fact that it's
all weird. About racism.
Yeah, listen. And I know this sounds stupid and wild, but it's really not. Because what we are saying is the fact that we have to articulate how much knowledge we have on the subject matter. And then on top of that, like, you can have somebody that is white and supposedly they're an expert, but really they're stupid as fuck on anything that you're having a conversation about. But I have to overly explain myself just so you give me credence and understanding that I know what I'm talking about, and you barely pay attention. But if you saw somebody white and they said something, you would give them, oh, they are an expert in the field. No, fuck you, bruv. Let me take a step back, because I will cuss all y'all out. And I've had this conversation for about 24 hours. I've dealt with idiots who have just been openly talking about the dumbest shit. And then I get looked at stupid because I was trying to calm them down. Listen, y'all had a dumbass conversation. I just so happened to be present. And I was trying to tell you to not have this stupid conversation. But for some reason, I got cussed out. So let me fucking destroy your little family if you really want to play with me. Because if I put anything on the internet that you posted and you put into my DMs and I put it in public, you would get your feelings hurt. Do not play with me. I am a fucking savage. I really need you to understand that.
He is a savage, ladies.
Hey, hon, the Shogun is a gremlin. And if you try to play with him, he will put everything out in public. See, listen, I keep receipts. I keep all contracts. If you put it on the internet, guess what happened? I didn't delete nothing. And if you want to fucking play with me, you will get
jingled real quick.
You will get jingled real quick. Like,
and that means he'll knock your block off.
Yeah, I'm not the one. I am not.
He isn't. Am I gaslighting you?
Well, no. And I'll bust your whole little family up.
Look at me like my cousin.
If your baby daddy knew what the fuck was going on, then he would be upset. And you might get into a fight. I'm not the one.
I ain't the 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Listen, don't number count me on shit, because I will openly expose you. And this has been another episode of the Sucio Boys.
I was just about to say,
we're
getting long in it too. I don't even think this was a long episode, but hey, you know.
This has been another episode of the Sucio Boys podcast. Hey, listen.
Look, two fried guys.
Two fries. I like it.
No. You like two fries because you're hungry. We're two fried guys.
Los Leakers.
those sneakers. Listen, all
yo,
right.
Yo, time out. If y'all can see Ahon's face, it looks like he need a nap. He is that level of high when you tell people, hey, dog, go lay down. He is fucked up. Like, I ain't never seen this man this high. And it's all thanks to our fabulous sponsor.
Appreciate you, bro.
Dabber. Which one do you have?
Boost Evo.
Yes, the Boost Evo. I have one of those as well. I have the Dr. Dabber XS. We are also giving away a Dr. Dabber Switch. I have the Ghost. I also have the Stella. Look, I have it all. Brand new socks and drawers. They take great care of me. Also, another company that takes great care of me is Luc Belair Champagne. I have all the bottles. All that stuff you people want to be a part of and be rappers and feel like a rapper, guess what? They pay me to be a rapper. And I ain't never hit. I've got more placement on rapper songs and I have no rap skills.
And I ain't dropped no bars.
Ain't dropped not a fucking bar. No, you know what? I can't sit back and listen to some guy mentioning my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor from one bar to another across the world. You talking to them.
Yo, this nigga dropping Ric Flair bars is hilarious.
Look, I'm out of here. You know, drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. Speak up, speak out. Don't let anybody silence you. Sucio Salon 217 on all accord. We got the pay window coming up Thursday. Also tomorrow, which is today, Tuesday, we have Coffee with Rev. Scene Rev, you know, I've been on this on my Spanish kick real quick because I've been taking my Duolingo classes. So, Cafe con Rev, Scene Rev, Perro, Sloan está aquí. On Twitter Space at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time I really ain't been feeling talking to niggas on the internet too long, so I try to stay on there for like at least 4 hours. But pull up on him,
okay? Because
hey, hon, where can the people find you?
Well, listen bruv,
Look, we need to do a drinking game called Do a Shot for every time Ahun says listen.
Listen, bruv. Ahun the Shogun, you dig what I'm saying, on Instagram, Facebook, you dig. Also the Aaron Hunter on the Twitter. Yeah. Because I like to put my government name. Because I ain't playing. You dig what I'm saying? I don't even know how I started rhyming, bruv. I don't even know. Anyways, all I'm really trying to tell you, A.Hun.TheShogun. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Snapchat. All the places and things. Listen, if you're going to jump on my Snapchat, just know I may or may not add you. But I get all my wild shit off there. Anyways, make sure that you listen to the Deuce Yo Boys podcast on the CDB Network. If you can do us a favor, it would be greatly appreciated. If you give us 5 stars, yeah, then what that's going to do, it's going to make us more popular with the people across the planet. You dig what I'm saying?
Apparently, we already popular because in the month of January, and we ain't even at the end of January, and we already got 20,000 spins.
20,000 fucking spins. Let's go, cuzzo. You dig what I'm saying? Upward. We appreciate all of you. But what really will help us out is that if you give us a like, 5 stars, then we'll be across more faces, more people, more things, more listeners, all of that. We appreciate you so much. We love you so much. And We are the Sucio Boys. SpongeBob, if you could, sir, can you give me a favor? Let the people know how much we appreciate them.
Thank you for your patronage.
You dig what I'm saying?
And I told a bitch I wasn't going to pay for no motherfucking link card if I already paid taxes. And that bitch, she looked at me like I was great.
Oh, this has been episode 73 of the Sucio Boys podcast. We love you. We bitch, appreciate
I was born at night, but not last night.
You dig what I'm saying? So stop acting like we playing. Sucio! We holla. So you got any parting words, parting shots, anything for the people?
9 times out of 10, that pussy ain't gonna be cheaper than your child support payment.
Just don't nut in it.
Good night.